New York City considering removing statues of George Washington, others. By Hannah Blow on September 19, 2023. New York City is considering a measure that would essentially remove statues of founding fathers such as George Washington, all while facing a migrant crisis costing taxpayers billions. According to a list found in New York City's council agenda for Tuesday, September 19, officials will consider a bill that would require the Public Design Commission, PDC, to publish a plan to remove works of art on city property that depict a person who owned enslaved persons or directly benefited economically from slavery, or who participated in systemic crimes against indigenous peoples or other crimes against humanity. Under this criteria, the father of the nation's depictions could get the boot, including the famous statue in Union Square Park. Other statues, including that of Christopher Columbus, would also be subjected to this measure. According to the bill, if the PDC opts not to remove a work of art of an individual who fits the criteria, it would be required to include in the plan steps it will take to install an explanatory plaque next to the work of art. This bill would also require the Department of Transportation to consult with the Department of Education to install plaques on sidewalks or other public space adjacent to schools that are named after a person that fits the criteria, a summary of the measure adds. Other items on the agenda include bills to require the Commission on Racial Equity to establish a truth, healing, and reconciliation process in connection with the city's historic involvement in slavery and require the Chief Equity Officer to create an anti-racism training for employees of human services contractors. Years ago, former President Donald Trump predicted that the far left would eventually turn on the Founding Fathers. This week, it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson is coming down. I wonder, is George Washington next week, and is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop? Trump asked during a press conference as the far left kicked off the trend of removing Confederate statues. Sad to see the history and culture of our great country being ripped apart with the removal of our beautiful statues and monuments, Trump said on X, formerly known as Twitter, in 2017. He added that you can change history, but you can learn from it. Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, who's next, Washington, Jefferson? So foolish, he exclaimed. Years later, New York Democrats removed a statue of Thomas Jefferson from City Hall. Flashback, Nancy Pelosi doesn't condemn rioters tearing down statues, people will do what they do. As city officials obsess over statues, New York City taxpayers could spend up to $12 billion on border crossers and illegal aliens routinely arriving in the already overwhelmed city. In August, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., said, nearly 100,000 asylum seekers have arrived in our city asking for shelter, and we are past our breaking point. New York City has been left to pick up the pieces of a broken immigration system, one that is projected to cost our city $12 billion over the course of three fiscal years without policy changes and further support from the state and federal governments, he said, adding, our compassion may be limitless, but our resources are not. This is the budgetary reality we are facing if we don't get the additional support we need. Related, NYC Mayor Eric Adams, migrant crisis will destroy New York City.